guys.
Welcome to Family Home Evening.
The Bad Mormons.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Charlotte.
We're here to entertain your pants off.
Yeah, pants off, dance off.
And just laugh at our own jokes, I guess.
It's what we do. If we don't think we're funny, who else is going to think we're funny? You guys think we're funny, right? Right, friends? Right? You think we're funny?
I think you're funny, Charlotte.
Aw, thanks. I think you're funny.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to take a picture of you right now because your outfit is amazing.
Listen, if a 45-year-old woman can't shop at Hot Topic free from persecution, then that's not the kind of world I want to live in.
Let's do that. There we go. Okay. Mandy's wearing a black duster with a black choker that has studs on it and like a little ring. So, you know,
it's like a dog collar.
Like a dog collar. Like I was just watching Sopranos, and is when Vito was at the gay club in his like biker outfit. Mm-hmm. That's what your necklace reminds me of. Mm-hmm.
Plus my glasses.
Plus your black glasses.
Which are also black, and because I'm old, I can't see.
Right. We had to turn the lights way up.
Yeah. Exactly. So, cheers.
Hey, cheers. I'm drinking a Truly.
I'm murdering my thirst with a Liquid Death.
Nice.
Because I'm not supposed to be drinking right now, even though I drank some whiskey.
Well, that was yesterday. That was one for your homies, yo.
That was one for my homies. You can't not have one for your homies.
Indeed.
When one needs to be had.
In fact. That is a fact. So, true to fashion, I'm nursing a hangover.
I'm not. I'm surprisingly well rested.
I'm not as hungover as I've been previously. Sticking to one kind of alcohol is generally a good idea. All I pretty much had was champagne and a few shots of whiskey, but for the most part, it was just champagne. Therefore, I didn't wake up wanting to be dead.
Good. So that's good.
So it's a good thing. Yeah.
It's like you're growing up, Charlotte. You're an adult.
I had to babysit some people.
Yeah, you did.
For a first that it wasn't me being babysat. So game on.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
Hey, shout out to our patrons.
Hey, patrons.
Hey. Love you.
Love you big time.
I made some new merch, some cool little pins that are Calvin Christ pins with our Bad Mormons logo on it. And so just as a little thank you for being a patron, we're going to mail those out to you guys as soon as they arrive. So be on the lookout for those as a special thank you for being the fucking coolest.
Thanks, friends.
Oh, and let's also announce our winner of our, so we made the Sin Records Pirate Radio Show t-shirts, and we did a contest on Instagram, and our friend Rosa won.
Ooh, Rosa. Her
Instagram is at Rosa Goblin.
Okay, sweet.
So if anybody wants to follow her on Instagram, she's rad.
So how did we pick that winner? Was it a computer-generated thing? Or?
Actually, yeah, I just pick a random one online. That's what I do at work. If I have to like pick raffle winner drawings, I just enter all the names in.
I always wondered how that worked. I wasn't in charge, so.
You could do it the old way where you like write everything down,
put it
in a hat, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's all done on the internet.
Way to go, Rosa!
Yeah, thanks for playing and thanks for listening to us.
So we just need her to email us size and address, right?
Oh, girl, already done.
Already done. Oh,
it's actually...
What am I doing?
It's actually printed and it's in the mail.
Oh, shit. Well, shit. Charlotte clearly was a part of this. I'm really involved. I'm going to repent for that right now.
Oh, actually, you know what? I have something to repent for, too. I said, not the last podcast we did, which was for our friend Dave, but the one before that, because that was kind of an impromptu, like we weren't sure if we were going to do a podcast, so we, you know, didn't stick to the format or anything.
Right.
But the one before that, I mentioned something about, we were talking about murderers, and I talked about our old coworker, Jeff, making people eat weird vegan food. And I was like, I shouldn't have said weird vegan food. That's not very nice. Like
To the vegans,
you know. And to be fair, vegan food's pretty fucking delicious.
And that's fine. You can have delicious vegan food, but when you force somebody to have a diet that's not a diet that they chose, that's where it was weird.
Exactly.
That's what I took from that.
Okay, good. That's how I meant it. I didn't mean anything against vegans.
No, I mean, come on.
I love vegan food.
If you could find delicious vegan food that was available all the time, like a portobello mushroom burger, right? I don't actually need the burger. The portobello is meaty enough. but I do need to be saturated in butter. Now, I'm sure there's ways to get around that, but...
There is. There is a coconut oil that's flavored like butter.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Like I said, I don't want it to be healthy. You just make it taste delicious, and I will eat the shit out of it, and I will not miss meat at all. Well, you can't get around a ribeye, but
That's true.
Even if you just, I mean, it's noted that if you can even just on Mondays not eat meat, like it saves a ridiculous amount of animals and
carbon footprint.
Exactly. So yeah. It's like, oh, I should really do something like that.
Meatless Mondays. One day. We can do it.
I'm just thinking that maybe it might not want to be my day off.
Meatless Thursdays.
There it is.
Hey, speaking of meat. Do you have a Mormon dish for us today?
I do have a Mormon dish for us today. And what we had one of our listeners,
Super Fresh Candy Pants,
such a great name,
such a great name,
give us a recommendation of when we give our Mormon recipes that perhaps we could pair it with our favorite, a cocktail of sorts that would go well with it,
or some sort of drink,
some sort of drink. So. What I came up with was the 5-cup salad. Now, I'm sure there's another name for this, but it is 1 cup coconut, 1 cup miniature marshmallows.
What the fuck? This isn't a salad.
1 cup pineapple tidbits, drained. 1 cup mandarin oranges, drained. 1 cup sour cream.
Oh.
Mix all ingredients together and chill for several hours. Makes 10.5-cup servings.
I feel like I've tasted that before. Yeah. And I feel like with all the sugar and the fruit and stuff, it, like, makes the sour cream sweet.
The sour cream, yeah, I'm like, why not just use whipped cream?
Yeah, that's weird. 5-cup salad.
There you go. Coconuts, pineapple, mandarin, marshmallow, sour cream.
What would I pair with that? You know what I'm going to say? Champagne, like a Prosecco.
Yeah. I was going to say Sauvignon Blanc, but champagne would be a good one.
I think you need something a little crisp, a little bubbly.
Right. Well, so Sauvignon Blanc would be good too, though, right?
Yeah. Because Sauvignon Blanc doesn't have bubbles, though.
That's right. You know, it'd be almost be too sweet, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're right.
Champagne. Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Done. Challenge accepted.
All right. What did you come up with?
Oh, wait. I need a food, too.
Oh, I thought we were both doing it. No, that's cool. You can do it next week.
Yeah, I'll do it next week. Because I am not prepared with Mormon food. My standby is funeral potatoes, and I can't use that every episode.
But what would be funeral potatoes? Perfect. Drink. Milk.
What about a milk stout?
White Russian.
No.
Too heavy. I was thinking like a Malbec.
Maybe, yeah. Or beer.
I just hate beer, but okay. You're right. Beer probably would be better with it. Like a Guinness.
That's a gut bomb.
It's true. I didn't say it was going to make you feel good. I just said what would be tasty.
What would taste good? A stick of butter and a pint of Guinness and some cornflakes.
You're welcome. All right, sweet.
Well, while we were at Mandy and Jesse's house yesterday recording our podcast, we started to mildly get into a fight with Jesse.
Like we do.
About Rush Limbaugh. And we were like, man, that guy's a piece of shit. And he's like, he's the greatest radio DJ there ever was. And
without a hint of irony.
As usual, we just looked at each other, mouth agape, wondering how the other one could believe such a thing as true.
Right. But when you said things like, well, he had his AIDS segment where he would celebrate the death of homosexuals who had died of AIDS that week with music and horns. He said that never happened. So, I mean, yeah, sure. You can sit there and say he was a great man and ignore all the bullshit and say it didn't happen when there's evidence that it happened.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to find some clips, some Rush Limbaugh clips, and just splice them into this episode here and there. So we'll see how it goes. But that one that you're talking about, the whole AIDS thing, he actually apologized for that. That was one of the few things that he ever apologized for saying on his radio show. So that's
right. I think I had... Yeah, he had said that he'd only ran, to be fair, it sounded like it was a long running thing. He only ran the AIDS parade thing for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were thinking it would be fun to do an Ode to Rush Limbaugh episode without Jesse interfering with our good time. So this episode is dedicated to all the things that Rush Limbaugh has accomplished in his life.
Your guiding light through times of trouble, confusion, murkiness, and despair. Rush Limbaugh. A man whom thousands of women hope and pray their daughters will marry.
And what are we going to title this one?
Oh, an ode to Rush Limbaugh?
Human trash.
Greatest hates? the guy that made Donald Trump possible? The guy that changed the face of the Republican Party to what it is today?
100%. And the true legacy of Rush Limbaugh is that he persuaded people to embrace their worst selves.
Absolutely.
God, I hate him. Just so much.
Yeah, he's pretty horrible. It's basically, before we get into like a lot of the things that he's done and said, his whole shtick was that he... Well, let's start at the beginning, His whole shtick was that he found a loophole, not even necessarily a loophole, but they, the Reagan administration had dismantled this...
Fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine, which was basically a law that was in place saying that any view that was controversial or, you know, could potentially, like, ignite debate needed to be balanced, counterbalanced by the opposing view.
So I did do a little bit of research on this, and the Fairness Doctrine of the United States Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, introduced in... FCC was good. They introduced this... Is who took it away, who sucks.
But I was just thinking FCC as in, like, our pirate radio. Oh, our pirate radio. FCC was the bad guys.
Well, so in 1949, they introduced the Fairness Doctrine, and it was a policy that required the holders of broadcast licenses to both present controversial issues of public importance and do so in a manner that was honest, equitable, and balanced.
Right.
FCC eliminated the policy in 1987, the Reagan administration, and removed the rule that implemented that the policy had the Federal Register, you know, something like that. But anyways, by getting rid of it, essentially, you could state an opinion as though it was fact, and you didn't necessarily have to.
Yeah, it didn't have to be counterbalanced by the opposing view.
Right.
And so, like, the Republicans were saying, oh, well, this the reason that they got rid of the Fairness Doctrine was because they were saying, oh, it's only the Republicans that are, Republican voices that are getting silenced.
Right.
Obviously, because those views are horrible. Controversial and terrible and, you know.
It's usually taking away the rights of somebody else.
Exactly. Right. Marginalizing somebody, demeaning somebody, dehumanizing somebody, mocking them.
As many of you know, beginning on June 25th on this show and my national program as well, all women who call in order to get on the air must have a photo on file with this show. Now, many have again thought this is a sexist and tasteless thing to do, but as is the case with everything that I do, it has point. Feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society.
Right. I mean, because, I mean, in all honesty, and it's not just saying it from a liberal point of view, we don't generally bully people. We don't mock people. I mean, honestly, I'm at the point where we need to start doing that because we keep being on the losing side.
But then you're just as bad as they
That's
are.
That's true.
Like, for example, when we were hanging out with Mandy and Jesse yesterday, Mandy was telling us this story about her and Stacy and a bunch of their, like, four of their girlfriends were at the Trump stand getting their little pink girl Trump t-shirts or whatever fucking bullshit they were buying, right? And somebody comes up in a car, drives past them and screams, "Nazi bitches!" You know, and a part of me at first was like, but then I was like, you know what? We're just as bad as those fucking Trump assholes that right. are... you know, terrorizing people and intimidating people
right.
and being aggressive. Like, that's not how people should behave. And that's
Absolutely.
The main reason I can't fucking stand those Trump people is because
they do that
shit. So it's like, I don't want to be associated with that. And if that's what liberalism is going to turn into, then fucking sign me up for the next thing. Cause I'm not about
right.
that.
No, you're right. And again, I don't want to be those people because if anything, the Trump supporters who do that shit are 10 steps ahead of us as far as being horrible, nasty people who say and think nasty shit. Mm-hmm. And again, at the expense of some sort of minority or marginalized person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the thing with Rush Limbaugh, too, that I've been able to gather. So, you know, we were doing our homework for this episode, and there's a lot of great news sources. They have a whole list from the New York Times of quotes that I'm going to read. And the New York Times article is actually pretty funny because it does the quotes in the like swirly fancy calligraphy script. And it's just the content is so horrible with this like nice, beautiful script or whatever. It's so funny. But we also listened to The Daily. They did a podcast called The Rush Limbaugh Legacy or Rush Limbaugh's Legacy, something like that. That was very informative.
It was very informative. And if you have a chance, maybe we'll link it in Facebook or the social platforms because it's worth watching. Like we'll give you tidbits what we took from it, but just to watch the whole thing.
You can't really watch it. It's a podcast, so you listen to it.
Well, that's what I meant because I'm an old person. Where can I watch the podcast?
But I was going to say, so the main Rush Limbaugh's main platform or his main draw or his main attraction was the fact that he said really controversial shit.
The shock jockey.
Exactly. Just like, yeah. And they were all coming out at the same time in the early 90s. That was like Don Imus. And yeah, Howard Stern. And he was doing it from like a conservative political perspective or whatever. But he was just saying all this crazy shit. And it was really like the stuff that he was saying was like essentially targeting and picking on and bullying vulnerable groups of people. So we're talking about, women.
African-Americans, mm-hmm. homosexuals.
Exactly. People of color.
Right. So
demeaning them.
He really embraced diversiveness, cruelty, racism, homophobia, bigotry, and sexism.
Absolutely. Totally. That whole feminazi thing was him. You know, and I don't understand how people could just eat that up.
And our holiday gift catalog is something that is always expanding. Here's our latest item, folks.
This year, the EIB Network helps you enjoy an old-fashioned, politically correct Christmas. Order your special someone a gift from our PC catalog. Featuring the perfect doll for little girls who want to grow up to be flag-waving man-haters. It's the new Feminazi Blabby doll. Just pull the string, and she gets in your face with a host of nutty expressions.
Like, I understand, I don't want to say like I'm a comedian by any means, but like I lean towards that
dark sarcasm kind of.
Or whatever.
Yeah, funny. Like, I know a lot of horrible jokes that I think are hilarious.
Yeah, I understand comedy and I understand satire and I don't want to live in a world that's fucking politically correct all the time. That's not what I mean at all. Like, satire's funny. You can say stuff that's shocking and, you know, some people aren't going to like, and that's just the world of comedy or the world of entertainment in general. But when your whole entire platform is based on ridiculing, mocking, and dehumanizing and terrorizing people that are in a vulnerable group.
Right.
That's just, you're just a fucking jock asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're the kind of people.
You're human trash.
Yeah, you're the kind of people that nobody wants to be around.
And he even said, he's like, "Oh, I do this because I want to make money." Like, did you have the quote from that when they're like, "Oh, so are you doing this because you like believe in these things?" Like, sometimes.
Yeah, no, I don't have the actual quote. It's in the, I heard it in the Daily podcast. Right. He actually, you know, there's audio to it. So I'll see if I can find that audio.
Right.
And link it up to this.
But yeah, he essentially just said, it's like, "I do this because I want to make money." Like, he tried to be a disc jockey and no one would hire him. So he came
up with
this.
Well, they did hire him, but he got fired.
Right, okay. Well, he didn't have him very long. He sucked at his job. So he came up with this, and, you know, there's just enough white, rich conservatives who think the same way he does. And even if they don't think all the things that he had said, they agree with him enough that they'd support him. I mean, a lot of people, and I didn't know this listening to that podcast, was that he was pre-Fox News. Fox News was because of him.
Absolutely. Totally.
That's fucked up. And because everybody who loves Fox News because they're fair and balanced is like, no, they were the opposite of fair and balanced. Because the fairness doctrine had been removed, that's the reason they were able to exist.
Right, and on the other hand, CNN, you know?
Right. Same thing. CNN used to be fair and balanced. Now it's very leaning. They still try to give facts, but they give facts with their perspective.
Of
Whereas
course.
Fox News twisted shit. Like, it was not a lot of fact there.
Right. It was more opinion.
It was more opinion than actual facts.
Right. Totally.
But on a slighter note, with Rush Limbaugh being dead, the leftist scum, and I say that in quotations, has raised over $400,000 for Planned Parenthood to be donated in the name of Rush Limbaugh's Memorial Fund.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It was an Instagram personality. It's not Quentin Tarantino, but it's like, it's a playoff of Quentin Tarantino's name, and I can't remember what it is, but it's great. He put it together, and a lot of people donated, clearly. And so, way to go, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic.
Because one of the things that when you look up the shit that he said that was horrible, one of them was he was talking about a law student who was saying, she was testifying for the Affordable Care Act, saying that, you know, birth control is expensive, and for the time that she's going to be in college, if she had to pay for birth control, like, she wouldn't be able to afford to go to college. And so he said, what, she wants to be paid because she has sex? What, does that make her a slut? That makes her a whore, a prostitute? You know, it was pretty much just saying, I don't want to pay for your birth control. But you know what? Had she gotten pregnant by him, he'd be the first one to tell her to get an abortion. Of course, he's against abortions and said another controversial thing, which was women can have abortions, but only by a gun. So essentially saying that if you want an abortion, you need to be killed. And again, it doesn't matter that a lot of women who have abortions already have children.
Jesus.
They just can't have another child. They can't afford it. They can't whatever. And, you know, that's a whole other debate, but like, or discussion. But the fact that, like, he had said that on January 16th, 2013, a little more than a month after the deadly Sandy Hook murders of 20 six and 7 year old children had been killed, you know, gunned down. Mm-hmm. And Limbaugh said, you know how to stop an abortion? Require that each one occur with a gun. And said that the nation was still reeling from the most horrific school shooting to date. And one in four women, the majority of whom have at least one child at home, should be executed for choosing not to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term. So that's the kind of fucking horrible piece of shit that guy was.
Jesus.
So Sandra Fluke was her name, and he called her a slut and argued that birth control should be, you know, because she was arguing that birth control should be covered by health insurance, which it should be. Because again, do you want me to have health insurance that covers contraceptives, or do you want me to have abortion? You just don't want me to have either one. Like, that's bullshit.
But you're going
to
rape me when I'm passed out at a party.
Right, absolutely. Rush Limbaugh. Exactly, because that's the kind of trash that yeah. person was. I'm not saying that we have any proof that he did that.
But that's, I'm just saying, but that, like, yeah, not Rush Limbaugh specifically, but that sort of, like, jock asshole mentality
right.
of picking on people and bullying people. Those are the people who give you date rape. Those are the people who give you AIDS jokes.
Right.
Those are the people who fucking beat up nerds. You
so
know.
Limbaugh had lost quite a few sponsors because of those remarks. So he later issued an apology that just said, my choice of words were not the best. In an attempt to be humorous, I created national stir. I sincerely apologize to Mrs. Fluke for insulting her word choices. But
bullshit.
Yeah, he's doing it because he lost sponsors. It's like, oh, I'm going to lose money. And all he cared about was money. I mean, he opened it up saying, this is a radio show for rich white conservatives.
Yeah.
And so he knew who his target market was.
Exactly. What an asshole.
Total fucking asshole.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody could embrace that guy or think he's funny after all the, like, just reels and reels of horrible shit that he said. Like, right. I don't get Jesse at all. Unless just saying, like, oh, that stuff never happened, just believing that
he refuses to do any research on it. Like, and to be fair, Jesse was like, well, do you know about Trump and having the peace in the Middle East? I'm like, or the peace doctrine or something like that. I was like, just because he wrote peace in it doesn't mean he created peace anywhere. Like, you're smarter than this. But one last fucking horrible thing that I have on this thing, so, was that, you know, his attacks on women were a near constant component of his radio show. And he claimed that that women live longer than men because their lives were easier. And he also said, I love the women's movement, especially when walking behind it. He also referred to a then 12-year-old Chelsea Clinton as the White House dog. Because he's a fucking horrible person.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's dead.
He's the kind of person who, seriously, probably could never get laid. So all women are just like a thing or an object or something to be like, I don't know what.
Well, he's been twice divorced, and his latest wife, who I think she was a blonde, much younger. You know, she probably was in it for the money. You know, I can't imagine. Again, it's not like he had a charming personality.
If women are a man away from poverty, then you could say that a man has a double dose. He's got to work and support the woman, and then if she leaves, she gets half of what he has, so it's double duty.
Yeah, what an asshole. Like, and just the fact that somebody's appearance is there to make a man feel good, or what's the word I'm looking for? Like, is my body, do I exist to give a man
purpose?
Pleasure in his eyeballs?
My only purpose is to have men be able to look at me.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's not how I roll, so.
No, that's not how anybody should roll, and that's why feminism is fucking important.
Right. And to be fair, there are some women that I'm like, how do you support this? Because there's, like, women for Trump, and it's just like, is your self-esteem that low?
Yeah, Mandy and Stacey in their pink Trump shirts. It's like, I really honestly think they don't.
They don't care enough
to understand.
Because if they did, they wouldn't like it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But again, there is something to be said about, like, my husband said so therefore I'm just going to follow blindly with it. So
yeah.
And again, sometimes the husbands don't bother to do any research either.
Yeah.
True. I mean, I'll give him credit where credit's due. He will admit that he doesn't know, whereas most people would never. Right. He's like, nope, this is what I think, and this is how it is, and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes he'll be like, well, I didn't know that. But he doesn't bother to actually research it, find out that I was right, and then change his perspective on it. He'll reiterate the same thing that started the argument to somebody else later. Mm-hmm. So, again, nobody's mind ever gets changed.
Right.
But, God, he was horrible.
Well, hey, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read you some quotes that I found in the New York Times that really embody the spirit and soul and legacy of Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, great.
If the Lord invited you into his home, what would you wear? Would you go with a messy hair or a short skirt or unclean feet or stained baptismal clothing? Going to the temple is an invitation into the Lord's house. And baptizing the dead is a sacred and important responsibility. Don't you want to be looking and feeling your best? Well, now you can with Heavenly White. With Heavenly White All-Purpose Cleaner, your embarrassing stains will be whiter than Jesus. Heavenly White is a lifesaver around the house. But did you know that just a teaspoon of Heavenly White in your morning postum can help guide your soul on its path to spiritual glory? If impure thoughts, strong drinks, and too few offspring are jeopardizing your rightful place in the celestial kingdom, try Heavenly White, now with the added stain-fighting power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly White is offering Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code KOLOB at checkout. That's promo code KOLOB at checkout for 20% off your first purchase of Heavenly White.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey there.
Are you ready to hear some Rush Limbaugh quotes?
If I have to. I'm already disgusted.
Courtesy of the New York Times. And just picture it, you guys. Picture.
You mean the failing New York Times?
the epic of liberal, mainstream, lamestream
whatever. Media.
I want you guys to picture, as I'm reading you this quote, it's in the fanciest script that you've ever read. So this first quote is regarding whether the massacre of Native Americans is comparable to the World War II Holocaust. He says, Holocaust? Question mark. 90 million Indians? Question mark. Only 4 million left? Question mark. They all have casinos. What's to complain about?
God, he's fucking trash.
On feminism. Oh, you read the feminism one already.
Right.
On Hu Jintao, the former president of China, speaking without a translator. Hu Jintao was just going, ching cha, ching ching, chow, cha chow, chow, ching ching, chi blah blah blah.
That's mature.
That's fucking racist.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, even as a 12-year-old kid, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even funny.
Right. You read the prostitute quote, Sandra Fluke, a Georgetown University law student. Georgetown University law student. Let's just make sure we...
Right.
Somebody who's far more intelligent than that piece of shit.
Oh, by the way, he's also a college dropout.
So. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Don't forget he's also uneducated trash.
On the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, otherwise known as the NAACP, the NAACP should have riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure his Jesse Jackson quote's coming up soon.
Oh, God, I hope it is. That was a good one. On athletes in the NFL. The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips without any weapons. There, I said it.
Wow.
On sexual consent. Here we go. See, I knew there was some date rapey shit in there. On sexual consent. If the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here come the rape police.
Well, yeah, because it's called fucking rape. Good God.
God damn it, that piece of trash.
I've never been so happy to have someone be dead.
On the idea of white guilt. If any race of people should not have any guilt about slavery, it's Caucasians.
Sure.
That quote actually goes on. I've read that one before. It doesn't go on in this article context, but it actually goes on to say, like, out of all the people of the world who had slaves, white people had, or Caucasian people had the least amount of slaves, so we should feel the least amount of guilt around that, or some bullshit like that.
I'm surprised you didn't say, oh, we rescued them from primitive lifestyle, you know, like some bullshit like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm shocked that they didn't take that route.
He did say, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but he did say something. He was really mean to callers, you know, who would call in and disagree with him. He told one African-American caller to take the bone out of his nose and call him back.
Oh, nice.
I can't source that one if anybody is questioning where I'm getting this stuff from. I mean, I'm sure I could with some research, but I can't source it right now, but I definitely read that.
Right.
Yeah, he was a real fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, a world's a better place.
Absolutely a better place. And I just, I know we kind of glossed over this at the beginning, but I really want to make, I want to make it clear, and I think it's important to highlight the fact that the entire modern day Republican Party that allowed somebody like Trump to become president and that embraces somebody like Trump and wants that to happen is based on 20 years of Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
You know what I mean? This would never have happened without somebody like him basically making this bullying and
acceptable.
You know,
yeah.
Bullying, tasteless jokes, mockery, cruelty, you know, all of that shit, making that normal. The Republican Party would never be where it is today. And I bet you that Republicans 40 years ago would be ashamed if they saw Republicans
absolutely
today.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it's really important that, and I cannot believe just one person is kind of responsible for it, but he really is. And much like Hitler, I wish we could go back in time and murder them both as babies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that horrible? See, I can say fucked up, off-color shit too, but at least, you know, I'm right.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's mom should have had an abortion. That's for goddamn sure.
Your mother
sure
should have swallowed you.
Did you hear the thing that he used to do to also to callers that he didn't like where he'd call it an abortion caller.
Right.
And he would make a vacuum sucking sound
and be like, scream.
Yeah, and a scream and
God,
then abort
so
the
horrible.
Yeah. It's just mind boggling how cruel. Let's sum it up. Rush Limbaugh, here's Rush Limbaugh's legacy. He had edgy, mean spirited entertainment value. He was cruel. He mocked people. He dehumanized people. His jokes were tasteless. He picked on vulnerable groups of people, and he really was just kind of like a voice for all of every deep-seated, horrible emotion or urge or impulse that a human being could have and just made it normal.
He normalized it.
And that's a fucking problem. And it's a fucking problem because they took away that fairness doctrine. So
right
now people like, you know, our mother can say, I don't want to live in a world where I'm just hand-fed, you know, what I'm supposed to know. I want to make my own choices. But the only thing you listen to is Alex Jones.
Right.
I'm going to make my own choices based on what Alex Jones tells me.
Right, which is, again, no... Oh, that was the other thing about fucking Rush Limbaugh. He was almost... Him and Trump were both very much in the birther. He started the idea of the fact that President Trump... Trump. I've never used those two words together. I think that was the first time. Can we cut it?
No.
President Obama, former President Obama, was born in Kenya.
Right.
And this birth certificate business, I'm just wondering if something's up because we have a president whom the American people don't know whether he's born in Kenya or someplace else.
Fucking Rush Limbaugh started it. Trump took it.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh was also the one who started the rumor that the Clintons had people assassinated.
Right.
So, you know, we can thank him for all of this trash.
Yeah, we didn't actually touch on this either, but he was the first QAnon. Like, he was the first person to, like, weaponize conspiracy theories and put those out to the masses and get people riled up and get them to take action on this fake conspiracy theory. Like, that started with Rush Limbaugh, too.
Right. One last horrible thing, again, that Rush Limbaugh created Trump, and, well, he didn't create him. Trump was already a horrible person, but again, got him to be able to be in power. And the fact that Trump turned around and gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is like the highest medal that a civilian can get.
Here tonight is a special man. He is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country. And Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And he gave that to Rush Limbaugh, the worst human being on the world, on the planet. Well, I mean, in America, we'll say.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably some other, you know,
horrible people.
Kim Jong-uns out there.
Right. But just the fact that he gave him that because he praised him and because he actually created the fact that he was able to become president.
Right.
And he got the highest award for it. So fuck him.
Yeah. We didn't talk about the fact that Rush Limbaugh died from lung cancer and also had a whole big long running thing about how secondhand smoke was not bad and denied basically all the evidence that said that smoking was bad for you and smoking kills you. And he said that he should get a medal for smoking cigars or some shit like that.
Well, here's your medal.
Here's your medal.
It's in a coffin.
Shove it up your ass.
Right? It's in a coffin where you live now.
Listen, that's a drink.
Okay, I'll drink.
Let's wrap up this episode by pointing out the fact that Governor DeSantis, the governor of the great and awful state of Florida, has declared that everyone is to lower their flags to half-mast in honor of Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
And to anybody who doesn't live in this country, it's just created this whole big controversy. If you Google Rush Limbaugh, that's the first thing you'll see. It's like, I'm defying the order. I'm, you know, upholding the order. And everyone's fucking fighting about it. But the fact that he has enough presence and influence in the world to even create a debate about whether or not the flag should be at half-mast is fucking disgusting, and we should all be ashamed of ourselves.
That's fair.
So let's
be excellent to each other.
Let's be excellent to each other. You know what?
We're at a better spot right now.
A better spot?
Listen, apparently I'm slurring now. I'm gonna go home.
You mean the whole world's in a better spot?
Yeah. We're already being more excellent to each other by not having that trash to listen to.
Exactly. And like I said earlier, I am all for off-color jokes. I am all for satire. I'm all for making fun of shit. Like, it can't all be PC. That would be super fucking boring.
That would be very, very boring.
But when your intention and your whole mantra in life is to target and bully people who are already vulnerable, fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. And think twice about your decision, you know? Pick on somebody your own size.
Right. Perfect. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
We're gonna put Rush Limbaugh on the name of this one, so we're prepared to get a lot of 1-star reviews. So if you guys if you like us, do us a favor and give us a 5-star just to balance out the hate we're about to get. We'd really appreciate that.
Right. Check out our website. We're getting real creative with our merch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited about what's about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any stories about your hatred of Rush Limbaugh or drunken mistakes or maybe some if you have any Mormon recipes you want to send our way, you can send them to fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
Also, check out our YouTube. We're at 40 subscribers, which is great. Ooh. So we're trying to get up there to 50. So if we could get a few more subscribers, that would be awesome. Actually, we need 1,000. So really, you guys need to get to work.
I still can't remember what I'm supposed to do when we get 50 reviews on Apple Podcasts, but I remember it's something embarrassing.
If you remember what Charlotte's supposed to do, reach out to us on social media. And lastly, just as we close this baby out, I want to say thank you again to our patrons.
Thanks, guys.
You guys fucking rule.
Take it.